it just recently came out, it's the Marijuana Policy Group, and they're using a different model for integrating the legal marijuana industry into the overall economy. You know, usually all we talk about is how much money there is and how much tax money there is this month and how much higher it is than last month. And using this model that they have here, they find that legal marijuana activities generated $2.39 billion in state output in the year 2015. That's last year. And they come to this conclusion because, A, the industry is wholly confined to Colorado. It doesn't go outside at all. It's wholly confined here. And B, we're always looking at profits rather than how much businesses spend. And the industry is spending a lot here in Colorado. Marijuana creates more output and employment per dollar spent than 90% of all Colorado industries at this point in time. That's going to change, but...
So this is not so much how much money people are spending on buying legal cannabis products themselves. It's more what the cannabis industry is doing for other industries in the state.
Exactly. I've never really thought about that. It really gave me a different view on this because marijuana businesses spend money on warehouse space, real estate, construction, office space, employees, rent, security, data entry, lawyers, accountants, lobbyists. In 2015, the marijuana industry created 18,000 new full-time equivalent positions. Now, that's not too bad. That's 12,591 directly involved with marijuana businesses. The remaining 5,400 are by other companies that marijuana businesses are using. So that creates an awful lot of money within the state, and it really looks at it a little bit differently than we usually do, which is just how much money everybody's making. And this kind of gives us a little bit better idea. In 2015, $996 million, almost $1 billion in legal sales, marijuana was the second largest excise revenue source. Wow. $121 million in combined sales and excise tax revenues. That's three times larger than alcohol. Of course, it's being taxed at a much higher rate than alcohol. And 14% larger than casino revenues. That's a surprise. The MPG projects that marijuana tax revenues will eclipse cigarette revenues by 2020 as cigarette sales continue to decline. But they also say that in 2020, that's when it will level off. You know, the marijuana industry is growing at a great rate, about 11% per year, and they expect that to continue for a while, but they don't expect it to continue forever because not everybody's going to wind up smoking marijuana, obviously.
What can be done with this type of information? Is this going to be of use to anybody at a state level when they're looking at what's happening with cannabis?
Well, let's hope so. I mean, this is an independent group, and it's a different model, so it's a different way of looking at it. But whether or not the state will actually use this material, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure how the state looks at it or anything. But I think for the rest of us, it gives us a really different idea of exactly how much impact the industry is having.
And of course, for other states that are looking to pass similar measures in terms of legalizing marijuana, Colorado seems to be the state everyone looks for in terms of hard data for the impact on the state itself.
And I would think that legislators and people who are getting calls from other states about, you know, the impact of it would definitely look at this information and say, well, look at the other kinds of things that are happening in the state as well. You know, and these things will change over time. The industry will level out. So we're at a point of great growth that will slow down, but it's here. It's here to stay. It's part of the Constitution. And I think that we're going to find out that it has more impact than we possibly can imagine.
You can read more about that and other cannabis news at scentsymag.com and catch Scentsy Magazine at newsstands around the Front Range, including right here at the KGNU studio in Boulder. Thank you, Leland.
Thank you.